Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, but today it's actually Fun Friday. And I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. Just a moment. That's all it takes to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, talk all about our passion, hobby, and lifestyle of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, and just about anything else that might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. What that will do is you won't get any trash mail. You'll just get one reminder about an hour before the show starts to remind you we're about to go live. We hope you'll take a moment to do this again today. And I hope, and again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list?
I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is Thursday. Yes, it is. But today on the radio show, it is actually Fun Friday. And, of course, we can't start Fun Friday off without bringing on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, the one, the only, talented, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat, how you doing today?
Oh, hey, Whisper, I'm doing great. Yes, I like having Friday on Thursday or even Wednesday or Monday. Every day should be Fun Friday, don't you think? Wouldn't that make the world a happier place?
It would absolutely make the world a happier place if every day was a Fun Friday. You're absolutely right. How awesome that would be.
Yeah. Fun, freaky, frivolous, frolicking, and foul-filled Friday.
Now, the question is that because today, even though it's Thursday, we're acting and going along as with it was for Friday, has Pat Foreman had her half a cup of coffee this morning?
No, I haven't. I'm still caffeine-free. I can't exceed my limits. I have to be careful. No coffee. But I did have, we gave that lecture last night about urban agriculture and the chickens as a mascot of the local food supply at the business school here at Indiana University. I'm broadcasting today from the Indiana University Memorial Union, so that's pretty cool. If my voice is a little low, it's because I got a little hoarse last night. So I didn't drop an octave. It was just a very big call, and I my voice ran out a little bit. But we had some of the graduate students took me out for dinner afterwards, Whisper, to a local foods restaurant where they focus on doing using supporting local gardeners and using local foods. It was so good. Oh my God, we had such a good time. It was. It reminded me how much I miss the academic environment here. Even though we have it at Lexington, it's each campus has its own little personality, you know. And I hadn't realized how I kind of missed Indiana University. So how about that?
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're there. So glad you got there safely. And I know you've got big plans going on today and tomorrow and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So. Pretty awesome,
yeah,
pretty awesome. So glad for that. Very good. So, but glad you can join us as well. I know you got to kind of head away around 1 o'clock, and we do have to get started. But and I know I'm probably going to make Rhode Island Ruby a little jealous here. I know she's in the chat room. Rhode Island Ruby, and I know she's probably going to be a little bit jealous about this. But guess who is sitting in my lap? No, I'm just kidding. Guess who's sitting next to me? Guess who? Just kidding.
Your
the video's
dog.
Up. The video's up, so you can verify that. Guess who's sitting next to me, Rhode Island Ruby? Guess, and I'll give you her screen name in the chat room.
Love for poultry?
No, it's
no.
Red Hawk. Red Hawk from the chat room.
Rhode Island.
Yep. What? She read Rhode Island Ruby in the chat room. And was like, what? So, yep, Red Hawk is sitting right here next to me. She actually came out. She actually runs the West Side group of the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup group out near Douglasville. She's done a great job, and she came by to pick up a few goodies. We've got some giveaways from some of our sponsors and things like that, and a banner and things like that. So she's here today picking up some of that. So she is here. We may even get the get her to come over and wave hi into the chat room. So that's funny. FMA Farms, very cool. I love that. Heather says hi to Red Hawk and lots of other folks. So she'll wave here in the camera in just a minute. I'm gonna go and get another laptop and try to get her set up so she can participate in the chat room as well too. So I'll be doing that here in just a minute. So sorry, Rhode Island Ruby, if you live closer, you know. So anyway, but we need to get started. It's about 15 after, and it normally takes a full show to get all of these prizes given away. Y'all know it's Fun Friday. We're acting like today is Friday. So, and of course, and I know it kind of stinks. Everybody's like, oh, that kind of stinks. That yes, tomorrow is my birthday, April 22nd, but we're going to pretend like it's my birthday today since everything else we're doing is going to, we're going to pretend like it, of course, is Friday. So we're going to go ahead and get started with all of these questions. We got, Pat, are you ready for this? 12 awesome prizes to give away today.
Wow.
12.
Awesome.
I know.
That's a record, isn't it?
I think it may be. And of course, remember last Fun Friday, we kind of had a little boys versus girls going on with the trip
right.
to contest. You remember that? So maybe we can do that again today. And again, you don't have to be actually, of course, you have to be listening live to know when to call. You don't have to actually be in the chat room or at a computer. If you call in and listen, then, of course, you can play that way. If you don't have a computer available, you can call in and just listen to the show from your cell phone if you have unlimited minutes, of course, or your home phone if you have unlimited minutes. 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, and you can play along that way. And, of course, all the folks in the chat room as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as the minutes go on. Then, of course, you can give us a call in and whatnot. So let me explain how the chicken trivia works, because I know we have some first-time listeners today. I know we have some first-time chickeneers here in the chat room as well. So welcome to you. If you're a guest and want to participate, take a moment to register. It doesn't hurt. It only takes a minute, and then you can come into the chat room and say hello and participate and make some lifelong friends like others have as well. But this is kind of how the contest works. Pat and I, in fact, first off, let me go ahead because we have our special guest today who's actually going to be asking the question. So I want to go ahead and bring on live as well our really good friend, Dr. Bridget McCray is here with us today. Welcome.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Or wait, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy
Friday.
Very cool. So special treat today, we were going to be talking about, you know, getting ready and preparing for your local fair, but we're going to kind of switch things around a little bit because I know it takes a lot of time to get these prizes out there. But I called Dr. McRae yesterday and asked if she'd be willing to do this, and she was all for it. And so this is how it's going to work today. Pat and I are going to alternate picking the lucky callers. That's all we have to do today. So we get to pick the lucky caller number, which is cool. But the questions, folks, the questions are going to be asked, all 12, are going to be asked by our good friend Dr. McRae. And these are exact questions that come from the Avian Bowl contest when she has an Avian Bowl. So they may be a little bit more difficult than the questions we normally ask. You probably haven't heard many of these questions, like some of ours end up being repeats here on the show. But she has, and I got them in front of me as well. She sent them to me this morning. They all look really good. And so we've got 12 questions, and every question is going to be asked by Dr. McRae. So actually today may be the first time where I can actually say the answer is probably the correct answer. where sometimes, you know, I tell folks, right, Pat, I tell folks that, well, you know, that your answer has to match our answer. Whatever answer we have is the right answer, whether it's right or not. That's just the way it goes with Chicken Trivia on Fridays here on the radio show. But today, being that Dr. McRae is here and has the questions and will be asking the questions, we're pretty sure that the answers will be the correct answers.
Well, I did, since I know most of your listeners do enjoy eggs and most of your listeners have egg layers, I focused on the majority of the questions relating to eggs. Not all of them, just the majority of them. Because I do want your listeners to learn something new and, you know, perhaps gather a little bit more information from these Avian Bowl questions. And it's a really great way for some of your listeners to really think about the questions that these youngsters get when they're preparing for Avian Bowl competitions. I mean, I don't know. Well, that's right. At Cooptastic, you had already finished airing, and then we started the Avian Bowl competition. And some of these questions, these kids know right down to a quarter inch how to raise these chickens for different purposes. And, you know, whether they're 9 years old or 19, these kids are on top of it.
Awesome. That's all, yeah, it was.
Glad somebody is. Especially the next generation. That's great. Good job.
I don't have any worries about some of these Avian Bowl kids raising chickens just fine.
Wonderful.
Hang on one sec.
Now, I will encourage those of you out there listening today, if you have the opportunity or the inclination, well, you need both inclination and opportunity, to look into being a 4-H leader, consider that for your home county. You may see that there's a real need or a gap in information, and you might be able to fill that niche within your community to make some real changes in young people's lives. Whether that's doing coaching for Avian Bowl, and that's completely possible if you're in the city. You don't have to own chickens to have chicken knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's going ahead and starting a poultry project out in the country. Think about it. Maybe you have time once a month for a meeting that lasts a couple hours.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we have one. We started one a couple of years ago here in the North Fulton area of Atlanta. There wasn't one, and we had a great folks. So very, very good. Yeah, definitely get involved in 4-H and FFA if you can. Both really good programs, and I absolutely agree. And we try to support them as much as we can on the radio show through, you know, especially when we're out traveling the country as well. We see a lot of 4-H folks that we love to talk with and pick their brains and the whole nine yards. So absolutely.
Any former 4-H'ers out there in your chat room?
Let's see if anybody in the chat room is a former 4-H member.
Oh,
or
there's
maybe they're
gotta
well.
Be.
Yeah,
or even FFA. FFA.
Yeah, FFA. I was secretary of our chapter here, so perfect. And Red Hawk is raising her hand as well. She's actually currently trying to sign on and get in the chat room as well. It may take a couple
Jamie
of minutes.
Jamie Nemeth, she does goat stuff. Let's see. Oh, love for poultry. I know she's involved with 4-H. Oh, yep. I'm a former 4-H member. And it doesn't take up too much time. Like I said, if you wanted to be a project leader, it's only a couple hours a month, and you teach the kids a little something different each time, and whether it's how to cook with eggs, which counts as well, to how to hold a chicken. It's very simple, very simple. Oh, show me Zuckies. All right, FFA. Way to go. Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and start asking with the very first question?
In just a second, I need to explain it. I'm trying to get Red Hawk here set up. There we go. It's on her computer so she can participate. Give me just a second.
Don't show her the question.
No.
No, give it to me and I'll put it on the chat room.
There we go. Nope, hang on. We're slowly but surely getting there. Just a second.
See, Kathy Hansen, she knows what the four H's stand for. It's head, heart, hands, and health. There you go.
Okay, cool. She was just trying to sign on an Internet Explorer, and of course, I'm going to get sued for saying this, but in my opinion, Internet Explorer absolutely sucks. So we have Internet Exploder, I think most people call it, but I got her up on Mozilla Firefox, so she can get on, and no problems there with Firefox. She'll see in a minute, no problems there with Firefox, like we have problems with Internet Exploder. So let me explain the contest, how it works for our first-time listeners, chat room chickeneers, and all that kind of great stuff, is that Pat and I will alternate picking the correct caller each time we have a question, and then Dr. McRae will ask the question, and then all of a sudden the phone lines light up if you happen to want to try to win. And, of course, I'll tell you what prize for each question and whatnot. If, let's say, Pat says caller number 8, and caller number 8 we bring on live and they get it wrong, then we go to caller number 9. If they get it wrong, we go to caller number 10 until we have the right answer. So that's kind of how that works. So regarding that, other than that, No problem. So we're going to go ahead and get started. It's about 20 past the hour. That gives us an hour and 10 minutes, but it normally takes about that long. And I'm going to eliminate commercial breaks, but what I'm going to do is before we give the prizes away from our sponsors, I'll run their particular commercial so we don't have to stop for the 6-minute commercial break, 4-minute commercial break, whatever it ends up being, 3-minute, 4 minutes, so in between. So that's kind of how that will work. So we can,
idea.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of how that's going to work. So very good. So, okay, let me go ahead. And, of course, as always on Fridays, which Fridays are brought to you by, of course, even though today is Thursday, Friday, we'll start off with our first prize, which is some Happy Hen Treats. And, of course, Happy Hen Treats, the first two prizes are Happy Hen Treats. You won't be able to decide it. It will either be the Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation, or it will be the Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy. One of the two will come directly to your front door from our good friends at Randall Berkey.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
All righty, and the next two prizes, we've got two sets of Happy Hen Treats. One will be the Mealworm Frenzy, one will be the Sunflower Sensation. And Pat, you pick the first caller.
Okay, let's go with caller number 12, an even dozen. Caller number 12.
Caller number 12-2-347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, and also Love for Poultry is putting the link to the prize in the chat room. So if you want to see the prize, you can click on that link in the chat room. It'll take you directly to that prize you're playing for. 347-637-3237, caller number 12, if you know the answer to the following question. Dr. McRae.
All right. I'm going to go with the second question I sent you, Andy. And it's from the poultry judging section, and it has to do with eggs. Are you ready out there?
We're ready.
Okay. An egg that has a meat or blood spot that is less than 1/8 of an inch in diameter would be which grade? Would it be A, double A grade, B, A grade, C, B grade, or D, inedible? There's your question.
All righty.
Okay.
Very good. And
wow.
It's multiple, as I would say back in high school and college, it's multiple guess. multiple guess. You can guess A, B, C, or D.
Now, questions can come in three forms. I can either do a multiple guess, as you call it, or I could do spelling, or I could do fill in the blank, where I just read a question and you have to give the answer. And I have all three types on our questions today.
You do. It's going to be fun and interesting. So, yeah, there you go. There's the question. If you know, then we are looking for you to call in, 347-637-3237. Caller number 8. Caller number – no, 12. Caller number 12. Sorry about that. caller number 12, as Pat stated. So we're going to go ahead and let's repeat the question one more time.
An egg that has a meat or blood spot – that is less than 1/8 of an inch in diameter would be which grade? A, double A grade, B, A grade, C, B grade, or D, inedible?
Interesting. Let's go to the phone lines and see who may know this. Caller number 12 calling in from area code 978. 978, state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please. Area code 978.
Hello. They don't know they're
on the line. Okay. That means we go to caller number 13. Caller number 13, you are on the air. Caller calling in from area code 214. 214. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this would be Dave calling from Dallas, Texas.
Dave from Dallas.
Hey,
how you doing
Dave.
Today? All righty.
All right.
This is for, again, Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Take a gander. A, B, C, or D. What do you think?
Oh, I didn't hear the A, B, C, or D, but this is talking about a spot not more than 1/8 inch in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a great B.
Which
very
would be,
good.
Yeah.
Very good. He got it right.
D, well, which is inedible.
Dave.
No,
D,
it's what? Grade B.
B, okay,
grade
gotcha.
B.
Great,
D
gotcha,
was
right.
Inedible.
I
B means who cares.
D or B, okay.
Yeah,
I know, you
B
have to listen carefully
spot.
To some of these questions because are you going to answer with the letter or are you going to answer with the... with the actual grade. So, yeah. Congratulations. Good job, Dave.
All righty. Congratulations. All right. That's question number one. Now, remember, if you win, you need to send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. If you don't send me the email, you're not going to get your prize. Email me in the subject line, put your prize. For example, Dave's going to put Happy Hen Treats. And then he's going to, in the actual email, put his name, shipping address, and phone number. Name, shipping address, and phone number. But in the subject line, put again, for him, Happy Hen Treats. All righty. Moving on to question number two. Question number two, also for Happy Hen Treats. And again, it will either be the Sunflower Sensation or the Mealworm Frenzy from our good friends at RandallBerkey.com. Remember, when you go to RandallBerkey.com, or if you call them, you'll get 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. 10% off your entire order either online or when you call them at Randall Berkey if you use the coupon code WHISPER. Alrighty, and I get to pick the we'll go with, since I had already said it earlier and was wrong, caller number 8. Caller number 8, 347-637-3237. Question number 2 from our good friend, Dr. McRae.
Okay, this one comes from the section called Breeds, Varieties, and Strains. And within that category, we're covering the American class, the Asiatic class, and Bantams. So this question is as follows. This American breed of chicken comes in only two varieties, and they are single comb and a rose comb. Please name the breed.
Awesome. And I'll repeat it one more time. This American breed of chicken comes in only two varieties, and they are single comb and rose comb. Name the breed. 347-637-3237. Call number 8, 347-637-3237. Give us a
and
call.
I'm pretty picky on my answers on this one, okay?
Okay.
I tell you, Brighton is eligible. Love for Poultry in there was saying Brighton is jumping up and down. He is eligible since he doesn't have a list of these questions. He doesn't know the questions that we're asking. So Brighton is eligible to call in and try to win this these Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. So get him on the phone there, Love for Poultry. If he thinks he knows, give us a call. So cool. I want to remind everybody that we're right smack dab in the middle of our egg decorating contest on our Facebook page. Join us at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. Join us, become a fan, and then post your picture on our Facebook page of your decorated egg, and then you have until Easter Sunday at midnight, and we will announce the winner on Monday, and the winner is going to win a beautiful, beautiful handmade Amish egg basket, woven egg basket from myamishgoods.com, myamishgoods.com. And so just post a picture of your decorated egg on our Facebook page, and we'll be picking out a winner for Monday. You got in?
Mm.
Yay! Red Hawk is now, looks like, in the chat room. So
maybe I should enter one of my eggs. Wow.
Yeah, how cool is that? It's a really nice prize. It's valued at about $30. Plus shipping. There she is. She finally got in. Red Hawk 2060 saying hello, everyone. Very cool. Okay, let's go over to the chat room. We said caller number 8.
Mm-hmm. Caller number 8.
Caller number 8, you're on the air with Andy and Pat and Dr. McCray calling in from area code 734. 734, state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi there. It's Anna, FMA Farms from Michigan.
Anna from Michigan. All right. And what do you think the answer to the question is today?
I'm going to guess the Dominique breed.
No, I'm very sorry.
Oh,
darn.
No. Oh, Anna. Oh.
Okay. We can't accept that, so.
Wait, repeat the question or post it in the chat room, both for poultry.
Well, I'm going to repeat the question. This American breed of chicken comes in only two varieties, and they are the single comb and rose comb. Name the breed.
That's what we're looking for. So we go to caller number 9. Caller number, that's actually the way that works. Caller number 9. Calling in from area code 952. 952. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, Andy. It's Michelle. Brits and Grits.
Hey, Brits
and
Grits.
I'm sorry. I am sure I have this wrong because I am, like, not a 4-H-er. So I'm completely clueless when it comes to this stuff. But there was a couple of different ones I looked up. But, I'm sure it's going to be wrong. But
I will accept your first answer.
Is it Rhode Island Red?
Correct. Good job.
Okay, because I thought, because at first I was like, is it Ancona? Because they come in both varieties. And then I was like, okay, so they're not American breed.
Exactly.
So.
There you go.
Okay.
How cool
is
that?
Good job.
Congratulations. Yep, you know the drill. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Name, phone number, and shipping address. And then in the title of the email, put Happy Hen Treats. Okay, let me go down my list here. That one is complete. That one is complete. The next prize we have is the ever so popular Mana Pro poster, the Mana Pro Breeds poster. Everybody loves it. Everybody who gets it says, oh my gosh, that's the most awesome thing I've ever seen. It comes with a picture of the hen, the chick, and the egg, and for many different breeds. I think about 16 different breeds. Everybody fights over it. Everybody loves it. And so that's the next two prizes we have is from our good friends from Mana Pro.
Mana Pro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Mana Pro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Mana Pro, nurturing life.
All righty. We can visit them online at manapro.com. Okay, let me see. We've given away two prizes. We've had one gentleman and one young lady. So we're tied if you're playing Battle of the Sexes. So And, of course, about 74% of our followers, fans, and listeners are women, so already the men are at a disadvantage. So very cool there. But, yep, we got one man, one woman, and I think Dave from Texas, I think they said in the chat room, is keeping score. So maybe I can do that. We have M there and an F there. I can try to keep score here, too. All righty, question number three. Pat, take the caller.
Number nine. Let's go with number nine.
Number nine. And the question is, Dr. McCray.
It's from Raising Waterfowl. The question is, which light breed of duck is known for its egg production? Remember, I'm focusing on eggs here. Is it A, Campbell, B, Magpie, C, Mallard, or D, Pekin? I'll read the question one more time. Which light breed of duck is known for its egg production? Is it A, Campbell, B, Magpie, C, Mallard, or D, Pekin?
Boy, Whisper, I don't know about you, but I don't know anything about ducks. You?
You know, my answer wasn't on there. I was looking for either Daffy or Donald.
yeah.
So,
of course.
Daisy. I'm sure there. It's Daisy because it has to be a female.
There you go.
Eggs. You silly guy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Well, true. This breed really is exceptional in its egg production. And it should really be at the top of people's list if they're interested in duck eggs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, and it's not Daisy, they said in the chat room. So, what'd you say? What caller, Pat?
Oh, I said caller number nine.
Ooh,
caller
my favorite number. Good job, Pat.
Good. I got your favorite number. It's a good number. Really good number. Okay.
Caller calling in.
Nine.
Can you get my glasses? Caller calling in from area code 386. 386. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Andy. It's Tom.
Tom, and I believe Florida, down in Florida. Perfect. And
you guys.
Perfect. That's right. Come on, Tom. We're pulling for
you.
You're pulling for you. And already, what do you think, Tom?
I'm going to go with A, Campbell.
A is correct. Good job, Tom.
Ooh, way to go,
Tom.
Nice one. Very, very good. Not only did you get the correct answer, but it looks like you won an awesome Mana Pro poster. So just, you know the drill, Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. In the title, put Mana Pro poster, and then put name, shipping address, and phone number. Very good. Congratulations. Now we're up 2-1. Go, men.
Yes, so where do we want them to go is the question.
Oh.
We don't want them to go at all. We want them to stay. We love guys.
All righty. Yeah. Guess what? We have another Mana Pro poster to give away as we're rolling down our awesome fun Friday, even though it's on Thursday. Chicken Trivia Contest, our little on-air avian bowl, if you will, our wonderful guest, Dr. McCray, who is taking the lead here asking the question. So I'm going to say, and I'm going to see how many people are fast with their fingers. Caller number two. Caller number two, if you know the answer to the following question.
What do you call marinated hard-cooked eggs? Is it A, popovers, B, poached eggs, C, pickled eggs, or D, none of the above? This comes from the Egg Cyclopedia.
My answer is still not there. I was going to say, I was going to say yummy. Yummy.
Nice.
And it's not there, so yeah.
No,
I don't think
it's
many,
not.
I don't think many avian bowl teams would want me on their team based on
no,
my.
No, you can come
oh,
for them though.
I can come in.
You
and
I can make a team whisper.
You know, Georgia has never sent a team that I know of. Never.
Let me see. I'm gonna. You know what we can do? I can compile the Avian Bowl Dream Team. It
there
can be Dr. McCray. It can be Peter Brown. It can be Pat Foreman. And there's four per team. So we got Peter Brown.
You can have between two and four. There you go.
Okay, so we got, let's see, Dr. McCray, Peter Brown, and let me see who else. How about Dr. Oh, what was his name? I want to say it was Silverman, but it wasn't.
Zimmerman.
Well, Zimmerman,
he couldn't
yeah.
do it because at Nationals, he's one of the moderators.
Oh, man, I was going to have the Avian Bowl Dream Team. How awesome. And then, of course, me and Pat will stand in the back with our air horns. So every time they get it right answer.
Oh, Lord.
Wah, wah.
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
My parents might be a little frustrated with you.
Avian Bowl Dream yeah. Team.
Oh, dear. Dr. McCray, would you repeat the question, please?
Sure. It comes from Eggcyclopedia. What do you call marinated, hard-cooked eggs? A, popovers. B, poached eggs. C, pickled eggs. D, none of the above.
Now, technically, let me make sure I'm correct here. In this, if this was a true avian bowl, you can't repeat the question?
Correct.
Ah, see, Pat, if this was a true avian bowl, she cannot repeat the question.
If I have read it in its entirety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
This is a modified avian bowl. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. But also, Pat, I have to break some news for you. During avian bowls across the country, not everybody is a winner.
Yeah. Somebody's got to come out right.
It's a double elimination, so you have, if you lose once, you may still win the competition.
Yeah, there you go. Because, but Whisper, in my book, just showing up, they're all winners. So, everybody's still a winner. They may not get a little avian bowl ribbon, but they were there and made the effort, so they're winners.
Okay, we said caller number two, so they had to be fast on their fingers, caller number two. Area code 620, you're live on the air. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Grover with Dragonfly Farms.
Grover.
Hey, Grover.
Hi, guys.
Okay, what do you think the answer is, my friend?
C.
C is correct.
Pickled eggs. All righty.
All right.
How cool is that? Hope you're doing well with your recovery, Grover. We've been thinking and praying about you, and it is pickled eggs. So next time you're in that local 7-Eleven and you're up there at the counter paying for your RC Cola and Moon Pie, reach your hand down into that big barrel and grab you out one of them pickled eggs. Don't worry about that little film on the top. That's absolutely natural. Just reach down in there and grab you a nice pickled egg out of that jar at the 7-Eleven and be on your way.
We're actually having a canning workshop on our campus tonight.
Good.
And we're going to cover canning and preserving, which will include,
wonderful,
I believe, pickled eggs.
Cool.
Excellent. We need more of that in our culture. We're putting food by and canning and pickling eggs.
Debbie in the chat room knows exactly what I'm talking about the pickled eggs on the counter at the 7-Eleven. Just reach down in there, just elbow deep down in there and pick you out that pickled egg and get on down the road. All right, let's see. Guess what, folks? That was a ManaPro poster, Grover. Again, just send me Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisper.net. Put in ManaPro poster and the name, shipping address, and phone number. We are 3-1, folks. 3-1.
Yep.
Go Finn. All right, 3-1 for the males. And we're actually outnumbered 3-1 regarding our listeners and callers and chat room chickeneers. So how cool is that? Okay. We've got
like a conspiracy. You're loading the deck here, aren't you?
That's it. Hey, I got a witness in here. So, okay, the next prize is going to be an awesome nesting box, and Love for Poultry is going to put the link there in the chat room. A nesting box from our good friends over at Ware Manufacturing.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888 824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
All righty. Let's see. I put caller number two, so now, Pat, it's your time to pick the caller.
I'll take caller number four. Caller number four, which
pass
is
on
twice
the fingers.
Two.
Caller number four, and guess what I'm going to do? For all those that are calling in to try to deck the system, and you've just been deleted. So, all righty. The next question is?
It's from raising your home chicken flock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When a chick is between 1 day and 1 week of age, how much feeding space should each chick have at the feeding trough? A, 1/2 inch. B, 3/4 inch. C, 1 inch. D, 1.5 inches.
Oh, okay, when a chick is between 1 day and 1 week old, how much feeding space should they have, right?
Correct. When a chick is between 1 day and 1 week of age, how much feeding space should each chick have at the feeding trough?
Okay.
A, 1/2 inch. B, 3/4 inch. C, 1 inch. D, 1.5 inches.
Okay.
Okay, we're looking at perfect. All righty.
Let's see who knows the answer.
Maybe it's...
I know mine, they've got all the room. They're so spoiled. I always put much more than they possibly need. But this is a... But then I just raise small little batches, so it's no big deal. And when you start to get the bigger flocks, it does make a huge difference.
Interesting. You know what? Who might know this? Rhode Island Ruby. Come
I
on,
bet
Colin.
So. I bet Rhode Island Ruby knows it.
Okay.
My voice is almost deep enough today I could just about say that. Rhode Island Ruby.
She says she's thinking. You know, I thought I smelt something burning. You know, there is that westerly jet
that
stream
difficult.
Coming out of California. I thought I smelt something burning, and now I know what it is. Rhode Island Ruby was thinking. So
probably cooking eggs, too.
No, she's pickling them. She's pickling eggs.
Pickling eggs. Okay.
What caller number did you say?
When a chicken is between 1 day and 1 week old, how much feeding space do they need?
And you said
half
caller
an
inch,
number. Okay. 3/4 inch, 1 inch, or 1.5 inches.
She said caller number four.
Good.
Caller
number four. You're on
four.
The air. Area code 609. You're on the air with Andy and Pat.
Yay, that's me, Louise, South Jersey.
Louise and Sally.
Oh, Louise is going to know the answer. She's got an avian bull manual.
Well, not
right.
Only that, I answered the question on Dr. McCrae's little, whatchamacallit, going back maybe a month ago.
Oh, it was more than that.
From
and the answer is 1 inch.
Exactly.
One inch.
All right. Way to go, Louise.
Alrighty.
Yay, me.
Yay,
that makes
you.
Two women to three men.
Very good. You're evening it up, Louise. You're evening it up.
Hey, do me a favor, Louise. Do me a favor up there from Jersey, if you would.
Yes.
I want you to say, you guys are doing a great job.
Well, then I'd be from Brooklyn, but you guys are doing a great job out there.
Well done.
I love you, Louise. You're awesome. It was so good to meet you at Fantastic. We had such a fun time.
That was a perfect, I guess it wasn't really an accent. We have the accent. You're speaking normal, right, Louise?
Exactly. All right, Louise, you have won a nesting box, so that's up. Oh, the men are still up. We've got three men have called in correctly, two women have called in correctly, and we've got another great prize coming up here in just a moment. So go, men. We're still up 3-2, but there's a lot of prizes to give away yet here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And our next prize is brought to us by critter-cages.com. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. They happen to be sponsoring this month, for the month of April, our password collection for poultry protection chicken coop contest. And we haven't announced the password yet today, but we will sometime during today's show. We'll also post it on our Facebook page as we do daily, and you'll be the correct caller on Friday the 29th to know all 20 passwords, and you're going to win that awesome chicken coop valued at around $400 plus shipping right to your front door from our good friends at critter-cages.com. And today's prize happens to be an awesome brooder lamp with a dimmer switch and a 100-watt bulb. So we've got that, and that's coming to you from our good friends, critter-cages.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
All righty, so I get to pick the caller this time. So we're going to go with lucky number 7. Lucky caller number 7, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. If you know the answer, give us a call. You might win an awesome brooder lamp with a dimmer switch and a 100-watt bulb from critter-cages.com. And the next question, I said caller lucky number 7. And the next question is...
it's from embryology. Admittedly, this may be the most difficult question of the day, but here we go. Which of the following does not occur before the egg is laid? Remember, does not occur. Is it A, fertilization, B, division and growth of living cells, C, segregation of cells into groups of special functions, or D, voluntary movement begins?
I was going to say either poached or scrambled, but
that was back up in Encyclopedia. We're down in embryology now.
Oh, okay.
Wrong E-word.
All righty, and we're looking for lucky caller number 7 to give us a call, 347-637-3237. And I can guarantee that today, Google and Yahoo and Bing, they're like, what are all these chicken search questions? Always on Friday and always around 12 to 1, all these people searching for chicken questions. So you just never know.
How about I read that question one more time?
Sounds good.
Which of the following does not occur before the egg is laid? Is it A, fertilization, B, division and growth of living cells, C, segregation of cells into groups of special functions, or D, voluntary movement begins?
Walter in the chat room says, gee, I didn't know I had to be an avian vet to win a prize today. Oh, me. Let me tell you what, though. The men are whooping up on the women. In fact, we're whooping up on the women so bad, they may have to start wearing hen savers.
Whooping up on the women?
Okay.
We're whooping up on them, let me tell you.
Oh,
we've got a hen saver to give away, actually, later today. So very, very cool. And cool. And caller lucky number 7. Let's go to the chat room. Not the chat room. Lots of people seem to know the answer to this. So let's see. Caller number 7. Calling in from area code 409. 409, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat and Dr. McRae. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Tally.
Tally in the chat room. Thanks. And what state you calling from?
Texas.
From Texas. Perfect. And what do you think the answer is to the question?
I'm picking D.
D is correct. Good job, Tally.
Yay!
Congratulations. Uh-oh, it's all tied up now. We've got three men, three women. We're all tied up, and there's still about just as many questions to go.
Tally, how did you know?
I'm a nurse.
There you go. After about 6 days of incubation, that's when you get voluntary movement. So, Tally, way to go.
All right. Yay.
Cool. All righty. Since you're a nurse, you know, I've got this pain right over here. I was wondering if maybe you could take a look at it for me. All righty. Congratulations. And you've won an awesome brooder lamp with a dimmer switch and bulb from critter-cages.com. And that's we're halfway through. One, two, three, four. We've gone through six questions.
Tied.
We have six more to go, and we are tied 3-2-3. Yeah, 3-3. Yep. So we have a lot. Now, everybody is going to love this next gift. It was hot last time we gave it away, and I know it's going to be hot this time that we're giving it away. The next prize, the next trivia question is going to be brought to you by our good friends Derek and Tracy over at mypetchicken.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens. And My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Alrighty, and they have provided for us a really nice ceramic egg rack. It holds a dozen eggs, and actually this egg rack was featured on the Martha Stewart show back last spring when they had a big show on keeping backyard poultry and all the benefits of Love for Poultry. Put the link to the prize in the chat room. You can click on it. It is awesome. Everybody loves it. A ceramic egg holder. It's basically called a 12-egg rack, and it's ceramic. I believe they say it's dishwasher and microwave safe, but it holds a dozen eggs. It's ceramic, and it was featured on the Martha Stewart show. So how cool is that? That is the prize you're playing for. Pat, you get to pick the winning caller.
Okay, let's go with caller number 5. Caller number 5.
Okay, caller number 5. As we go ahead and clear the switchboard, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. And the question is?
Okay, we're back to poultry judging. An egg that has a prominent stain would be considered what USDA egg grade? I'll read it one more time. An egg that has a prominent stain would be considered what USDA egg grade?
Okay. Prominent stain. Wait, what's prominent? Is it like an inch or?
I can't say any more than that.
Oh. Okay. An egg that has a prominent stain is what USDA egg grade. Okay, got it. I posted here in the chat room. Didn't kid at all.
So what number are we aiming for again?
We're aiming for number 5.
Number 5. Very good. I remember that movie.
5?
Oh, there was a movie about a robot in the 80s.
Okay, here we go. It's okay, I'll repeat the question for everybody. An egg that has a prominent stain would be considered what USDA egg grade? That's what we're looking for. And you know what? I'm just going to take a gander, and I bet Brits and Grits knows the answer to this. That's the only hint I'm going to give, but I'm willing to bet that Brits and Grits in the chat room knows the answer to this question. Okay. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, Dr. McCray, does it matter what it's stained with? I mean, if it's like a really fine red wine, does that really count?
A stain is a stain.
A stain is a stain. Okay, a stain
yep.
is a stain. Can't bleach it out, huh? Okay, stain is a stain. I think a burgundy ought to, you know, be have a better grade than some just an ordinary old stain. Brits and Chris knows this. Okay. Chocolate. How about a stain with chocolate? That's still just a chain, a stain, huh? A chocolate stain?
A stain a is a stain.
Stain.
I can't say anything else.
Oh, dear. So a chocolate-covered egg would be considered stained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, man, that's tough. So much for all those Easter eggs out there. Whatever all those Easter eggs are, all those chocolate
those
Easter
will
eggs,
all
they're,
be stained.
Grain.
Brits and Grits claim she knows the answer to this. I knew she would, that little devil. All righty, let's go here to the phone lines. What did we say? Caller number what, five?
Caller number five. Yes, indeed. Caller number five. Yep, another question. Kara says, what if someone was eating pizza, had sauce on their hands, and then touched the eggs just before judging it? Would that be a stain? And, Professor, I
you
believe
would be
your
disqualified
answer is
for doctoring the eggs.
Oh, you're out of there.
And you're not allowed to touch the eggs during judging.
Area code 770. You're live on the air with Andy Pat and Dr. McRae. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Is that me? Is this Phil at Alpharetta?
Hi, Phil and Alpharetta, you're live on the air. Absolutely, and I know Brits and Grits knows the answer to this, but give it a gander there. What do you think?
I'm just gonna wing it based on the previous.
He's gonna wing
category.
It. He's gonna wing it.
Yeah. I'll try not to be too foul. I use foul language, but I would guess category C.
It wasn't a multiple guess.
Oh. C is, oh dear, what was C?
There was no C.
There was no C. It was a question and you had to guess the answer. So there wasn't an A, B,
C.
Oh,
I was just going
guess.
By that
that's
previous, the previous one where it has, you know,
grade
you had less
C?
Than
did
an A, so
it
is stained.
There is no such thing as grade C, so sorry.
No.
Okay, sorry about that, Phil. That means we go to the next caller.
Good try, Phil. I would have given it to you, but, you know.
I think the chicken whisperer needs to put his glasses on. He's looking real hard at the screen.
I'm trying to see. That was caller number five, so we've got to go to caller number six. So hang on. There we go. Calling in from area code 410. 410.
Oh, that's near me.
Uh-oh.
That's Maryland.
Uh-oh. Maryland, 410. You're on the air with Andy Pat and Dr. McRae. State your name and where you're calling from, I guess, in Maryland.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
From Maryland?
Yes, and I'm from Maryland. I'm on the Eastern Shore. I'm very close to Dr. McRae.
Hey, whereabouts on the Eastern Shore?
Caroline County.
Awesome. Hey, are you going to the poultry workshop on Saturday down at UMES?
No, I can't make that one, and I missed Cooptastic. I'm very sorry I did.
Oh, darn.
How dare you? That's an outrage.
I know. How dare me?
This is
maybe
a
next
great,
go.
This is a great prize, the egg rack, and of course we're tied, so this would put the ladies ahead of the men if you can get this correct. What do you think the answer is?
I think it's classified as dirty.
Correct.
Dirty.
Dirty.
That is
dirty.
That is
now, Maryland always does a fantastic job with teaching egg information to all their small flock owners and all their 4-H members, so I'm not surprised that Kathy knew the answer. Way to go, Kathy.
Oh, good. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Very good, Kathy.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Now all you have to do to get that awesome ceramic egg rack from mypetchicken.com is send me an email, put egg rack in the title, and then name, address, shipping address, that is, and phone number. So let me put an F right here for female next to that one. And they have taken the lead, man. What is going on? Come on now. And so, all righty, very good. We got to keep on going because we only got 30 minutes left and five more prizes, so we need to hurry. I told you it takes about the whole show to get through all these prizes from our awesome sponsor.
That does.
So So it really, and Pat, did you say you needed to break away now or after this next?
Yeah, week? No. I've got a meeting I need to get to over at the school and the graduate school. So I'm going to have to say fairly well, and may the flock be with you, Dr. McRae. Thanks so much for coming on the show. It's always a treat. And of course, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Whisper happy birthday tomorrow at
thank
many,
you.
Many more. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
So with that,
see ya.
Yeah. Thank you. So fare thee well, and may the flock be with you all. God bless you all. We love you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pat. Thanks for coming on. And, of course, remember, folks, if you're just tuning in, no radio show tomorrow. That's why we're having Fun Friday today. Yeah, I know, I was kind of looking forward to having a show on my birthday, but it's not going to pan out as a tradition. And based on my life priorities, which, of course, y'all know is God, and then family, which would be Jen, and then work and whatnot. The 7-year tradition, I've gone on her field trips with her to give her a hand, help her out, and tomorrow is her yearly field trip with her classroom. And so I'm not going to deviate from my my beliefs and my life priorities. So I will be going on the field trip with her, and of course enjoying my birthday doing that as well. So that's why there's no show tomorrow. But we will return this coming Monday. And also, since we had a mix up this past Tuesday, this coming Monday, Andrew Odom is going to be on this coming Monday, and he runs the website tinyrevolution.us. TinyRevolution.us. He's going to update us on what he's done and what's been going on in his life over the last 30 days since he last joined us about living a minimalist lifestyle, So you got that to look forward to coming up on Monday. Then next Tuesday, we have Christine Heinrich that's going to be joining us from the SVPA. Wednesday, Peter Brown, the Chicken Doctor. Thursday, Back Home Magazine Hour. And then, of course, Friday. Next Friday, we're giving away that awesome chicken coop from Critter-Cages.com. All righty, here we go. The next prize we have to give away are some really nice note cards, from our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
All righty, very cool. So, and it's a good friends, the world's largest old breed, rare breed hatchery over there at McMurray. And of course, they're famous for their awesome catalog. Their awesome catalog they have. All righty, folks. So the looks like the women are up 4-2-3, and we've got some awesome note cards to give away. It looks like I get to pick the caller, so we'll take caller number 10, a big whopping 10. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237, if you know the answer to the following question. And, of course, if you're live in the chat room and you have the webcam open, you can see what awesome things that Red Hawk brought me today. We've got – we'll just do one at a time. Look, who is it? Rimrock the Rooster. This is obviously homemade, and how awesome is that? There you go. You can see it in the chat room. And is this for little Caleb? This is for little Caleb, who is due on June 22nd. How awesome is that? It's going to go perfect in his room down at the farmhouse. And then we've got Caleb's first chicken Christmas ornament right there. There you go. How about that? Very, very nice. How? Look at that. Look at that in the chat room. Awesome. Get that in front of the camera. And then, of course, we got very cool. It's going to be hard to see. It's a chicken pattern. Yeah, it's a throw, right?
Great.
Quilt, a little quilt for the baby. Oh, wow.
Oh,
look at this.
Wow.
It's a sewn quilt. Look at this. Okay, there you go. I'm trying to show you the best I can. That's awesome. Oh, that is too cool. And last but not least, and, of course, we just sent out some, I think somebody sent out some invitations for a shower, which is farm, of course, everything's farm themed. But look at this, a little nightlight that also has the same pattern on it as the quilt and the rooster. Absolutely. So that is so cool. Thank you very much. Jen, I wish she was here. She's going to absolutely love that. In fact, tonight, I've got to go to a water birth class. How about that? I never dreamed that would come out of my lips But it is tonight. Jen and I are going to be attending a water birth class. We missed it, I don't know, a couple of months ago. We got the date wrong. So we'll be attending tonight. Water birth class. Okay, what did I say? Caller number 10. If you know the answer to the following question, 347-637-3237, take it away, Dr. McCray.
Okay, this question comes from Raising Waterfowl. This breed of goose is known for its egg production, and it produces between 60 and 100 eggs per year on average. Is it A, Toulouse, B, Pilgrim, C, Saddleback Pomeranian, or D, Chinese? I'll read the question one more time. This breed of goose is known for its egg production, and it produces between 60 to 100 eggs per year on average. Is it A, Toulouse, B, Pilgrim, C, Saddleback Pomeranian, or D, Chinese?
347-637-3237. If you don't know, you got a 25% chance of guessing. And then if, let's say you're caller number four, the fourth caller, and the first, second, and third caller didn't get it, well, guess what? If you're fourth in line, so that would be caller 14, caller 10, 11, and 12. Let's see, 10, 11, 12. I'm sorry. If caller 10, 11, and 12 don't get it, if you're caller number 13, then you better get it. So everybody has a chance. Everybody has a chance. You just never know what's going to happen. 347-637-3237. So let's see.
Yeah, you had F.A. Kim was asking if there was a Pomeranian duck. No, it's about a goose. We're talking about geese.
What did she say? Pomeranian. Isn't that a dog?
She was asking about a Pomeranian duck, and no, we're talking about geese here.
Gotcha. All righty, perfect. Caller number 10-10. Don't know where you're calling from because it's all ones, so just say hello if you're calling from some type. It may be Rhode Island Ruby because she disguises her number.
You know it is.
Okay. No, I didn't know because sometimes you call from your cell phone. And I don't, you know, it's one of those things. It's just 1-1-1-1-1-1, caller number 10. So, okay, what do you
just
think?
For you, just for you, I need to say dirty.
Oh my God! Okay, all the homeschoolers out there, go ahead and just mute the computer.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to sing me "Happy Birthday," kind of like Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I am the little Marilyn Monroe from California kind of birthday, but we'll save that for later.
Okay, good deal. Okay, what do you think the answer is? A, B, C?
The answer is Toulouse. And if you come to California, there is an awesome winery that is the Toulouse Winery.
Well, let's see. Is that correct?
No. Very sorry, Ruby, but that is the incorrect answer.
Oh, well.
She sounded
take your
so
next
positive.
Caller. I'm sorry.
Okay. She sounded so positive. She just wanted to hear my voice up close and personal. That's all. Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Now, CW is looking very closely at the screen.
Making sure. Yeah, 26. I do this very official. 269. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. Caller from area code 269. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Kim Overheiser.
Kim, welcome. Thank you for calling today. Okay, now you have a 1 in 3 chance of winning. What do you think the correct answer is?
Chinese.
Chinese is correct. Very good, Kim. Very good.
Very good. How awesome is that? You have actually won. Let me get over here to my list.
Where are you from, Kim?
Oh, hang on. I think I muted her. Hang on.
Oh.
Kim, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, there she is. Where are you from?
Michigan.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, so we've got three callers that were men, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 callers that were female. We got a few more prizes to give away, so we have to get on it here real quick. Some really cool prizes as well. So let's continue here. This is really awesome, and Love for Poultry is going to post it in this first time we've ever given one of these away. It's from Hobby Hill Farm. You can visit them online at hobbyhillfarm.com and become a fan on Facebook. But this is a really nice rooster garden flag, a rooster garden flag. Really nice. You can, I guess, put it on your mailbox, on your coop, on the back of your house, wherever you're at. A really nice rooster garden flag, and it's from our friends at Hobby Hill Farm.
Hey, ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable, too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
And I do, too. HobbyHillFarm.com, Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm, a nice garden flag. People are going crazy about it in the chat room. They got to win it, but you're only going to win it if you're caller number 11. Caller number 11 and know the answer to the following question.
Okay, this is from Breeds, Varieties, and Strains. Name the two American breeds of chicken that have red earlobes, yet they lay white-shelled eggs.
I love that question. Yep. And
these
again,
are two
name.
These are the rarest as well. Name the two American breeds of chicken that have red earlobes, yet lay white-shelled eggs. Let's see who's on top of it out there.
Yes.
You got to name them both.
Got to name them both. Caller number 11, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Let's just see who all's in the chat room as it's, of course, filling up here. Bard Rock, Brits and Grits, BYP386. We've got a California Chicken Keeper. Kathy's in there. CJ Silkies. We got Deborah. We've got Doc6464. We've got, Donna. My eyes are messing up here. Dr. McRae, Dragonfly Farms, Dragonflyer. We've got East Dallas Dave, FMAF Farms, Granny Kathy. Many guests in there today. Heather Farley's in there. We got Jamie. We've got J.K. Tran. We've got Jordan. We've got Kevin. We've got Kara. We've got, Lewis. We've got Love for Poultry, Red Hawk. Of course, he's sitting right here next to me. And goodness gracious, Renegade Chicken, Rhode Island Ruby, S.A. Kim. Sarah's in there. Show Me Silkies. Tally's in there. Terry's in there. USMC Vet. Lots of folks in the chat room and many others listening live, and we thank you for all of those who are listening to the archive whenever you can. All righty, we're going to go to caller number 11. Let me get over here to the switchboard. I suspect several are going to know this.
Hey, Whisper, how far up can your numbers go?
I believe with the program I'm on, up to 50. I think
wow.
Up to 50, yeah. So it just comes right through, and we can go up to 50. So, we normally try to keep it below 20, below 15, just because not everybody's going to know the answer. And if we say caller number 20 and only 19 people call in, well, then we do the best we can by going to the closest. So if we say caller number 15 and only have, say, 9 callers, then the 9th caller is actually the winner. All this high-tech stuff to try to make it fair. Okay, let me get over here. Here we go. Area code 707. 707, you're on the air with Andy and Dr. McRae. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
It's Sarah calling from California.
Sarah from California. All righty, this Hobby Hill Farm garden flag is up for grabs. What do you think the two breeds are?
Okay, well, I know, I'm pretty sure one is it Lamona's.
We can't share it, so you have to.
Lamona's, and I don't know the other one. I'm going to vote for Delaware's.
I'm sorry. I cannot give it to you.
Oh, no. That means we have to go to the next caller. Caller calling in from area code 801. 801, you're on the air with Andy and Dr. McRae.
Hi, this is Deborah calling from Utah.
Deborah from Utah. What do you think the answer is, Deborah?
I would say that it's the Lamona and the Dorking.
I'm very sorry. That is incorrect.
No. Okay. That means we got to go to the next caller. 609. Area code 609. You're on the air with Andy and Dr. McRae. State your name and where you're calling from.
It's Katie Sugar from South Jersey. I believe it's Lamona's and Holland's.
Correct, Katie. Way to go. I'm so glad you made it in. That's two for the Sugar family today.
Very, very nice. Congratulations. So you have won an awesome garden flag, rooster garden flag from Hobby Hill Farm. And, okay, I don't even know if the guys can make up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, if we can do it, if we can get three more in here, it could end up being a tie. But if the females get this next one, or any one of the next three, then they've got it won, because we have to get all three of the next. And even then, it would be a tie. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. So we have to get the next three to tie it, and then maybe we can have a tiebreaker somehow, maybe on Monday. So here we go. So we've got the next prize we have is some egg carton labels from our friends at eggcartonlabels.net. Don't have a commercial for them, so I'm just going to let you know. Visit them online at eggcartonlabels.net, or you can visit them online at Egg Carton Labels by a Dozen Girls, G-I-R-L-Z. And that's for one set of egg carton labels. Visit them online. They'll make your custom label however you want it. Send them a picture of your favorite rooster or your favorite hen or whatever the case may be. They'll make your custom label. Eggcartonlabels.net. This will be for one set of labels. That's if you know. Well, first, if you're caller number six and actually know the answer to the following question, Dr. McRae.
Well, you know how I said there were three different styles of questions?
Mm-hmm.
Which two have we done so far?
We've done multiple choice. We've done the fill in the blank. Just answer it, whatever you think it is, yeah?
Yeah. What does that leave us with?
Spelling.
Yes. So, are you out there? Spell quiche. Spell the word quiche.
Did I say call number six?
Yes, you did.
Okay, call number six. All righty, 347-637-3237. This is an official avian bull question, just to spell this. So you have to spell quiche. Yes, real men eat quiche. So that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking We're looking for that, and so you need to spell it, but actually you need to be call number six and then spell it, and if you spell it correctly, then you'll win this some egg carton labels. Now, remember, if you've won, send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Don't do that. You're not going to get your prize. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. In the subject matter of the email, put your prize. So Katie would put garden flag and then your name, shipping address, and phone number. So let me get over here to the chat room. Looks like we have a lot of smart people. Oh, the prize, yeah, egg carton labels. You get one set of egg carton labels from eggcartonlabels.net. And so lots of people apparently know how to spell quiche. Maybe this could have been one I could have gone up to maybe caller number 50. But I said caller number,
six.
Yeah, so let's see.
What area code are you from, caller number six?
From 229, area code 229. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. Not Indian Pat.
This is Kevin from Bakersfield.
Oh, we got a guy. Okay, we're still in the running here. We're still in the running. That is only if you can spell quiche.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, it is Q-U-I-C-H-E.
Correct, Kevin.
All right. Yes. Okay, Kevin, I had to put you on mute because congratulations. We got to hurry because we got two more to do here. And so congratulations. So there's one for the men. So we're still in the running here to tie it up. And that's awesome. Send me an email, Kevin, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. All righty. The next prize, of course, is brought to you by our good friends at Hen Saver, Crazy K Farm, Hen Saver, Hen Apron.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
All righty, want to do a caller number nine. Caller number nine, and you're going to win a Hen Saver hen apron from our good friends at Crazy K Farm. Go to hensaver.com and take a look. All righty, next question quickly.
This is from Embryology. What do you call prolongations of the thick inner white that are twisted like ropes at each end of the yolk?
I know it. Is it
A, chelazae, B, amnion, C, vitellin, or D, chorion? Let me read the question one more time.
Okay.
What do you call prolongations of the thick inner white that are twisted like ropes at each end of the yolk? Is it A, chelazae, B, amnion, C, vitellin, or D, chorion?
Okay, if they were looking at the webcam, they might have figured out what the right answer is. Now watch, I might be wrong. It'll only be the second time in my life, but I might be wrong. But hey, that's so we're looking for caller number
nine.
Caller number nine going to the switchboard right now. Lots of people know the answer to this.
Nine's my favorite number. That's popped up twice today. Yay!
It has. Caller calling in from area code 770. You're live on the air with Andy and Dr. McCray. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, Andy, it's Mandy in Canton.
Mandy in Canton, Canton Creek Farm. Very cool. What do you think the answer is, Mandy?
Can I hear him one more time? I was sort of in the car.
Very quickly.
What do you call prolongations of the thick inner white that are twisted like ropes at each end of the yolk? Is it A, chelazae, B, amnion, C, vitellin, or D, chorion?
Is it A?
Yes.
A is correct. Good
that
job.
That is correct. All righty. When you can get back to the house, send me an email, Mandy. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. You have won a Hen Saver hen apron. So it looks like the women are going to win today's contest. We've got one more prize to give away very, very quickly. It's Poultry Protector. A bottle of Poultry Protector, all natural, using enzymes to get rid of those lice and mites on your chickens. So it's Poultry Protector from Carefree Enzymes and ManaPro, our good friends at ManaPro.com. Poultry Protector. Question, let's see, we'll take caller number 7. 13. Okay, 13. Caller number 13. And the following question is,
it's from Raising Your Home Chicken Flock. This internal parasite causes gasping and coughing in the birds. You may see red forked worms in the trachea. Is it A, tapeworm, B, gape worm, C, large round worm, or D, capillary worm?
Okay, one more time, very quickly, for caller 13.
This internal parasite causes gasping and coughing in the birds. You may see red forked worms in the trachea. Is it A, tapeworm, B, gape worm, C, large round worm, or D, capillary worm? I saved the gross question for the end of the day.
Very good. Yep, they're saying yuck in the chat room. Well, let me go ahead while we're waiting on people to call in. I want to say, number one, thanks to Pat for joining us today. Sorry she had to leave early. And I want to say a very big thank you to our guest today, Dr. Bridget McCray. Always the second and fourth first and third Thursdays of every month. So thank you very much. Okay, we got 90 seconds left. So that's about all the introduction. Let's see. Caller
number 13.
Where are you calling from? Caller number 13.
Area code 952. 952, you're on the air.
Oh, my God, it's Michelle again. I mean, okay. If somebody wants to hear this, okay, but I know what the answer is.
Okay, go ahead, Richie Rich.
The escape form, B.
Correct! Good job!
Yay! All righty. So it looks like the females won it today, folks. The females won it today. Brits and Grits, you know the drill. We got 60 seconds left. So Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisper.net. In the title of the email, put Poultry Protector, name, shipping address, and phone number. Thank you all for who played today. Congratulations to all our winners on today's Fun Friday on Thursday radio show. And, of course, thank you, Dr. McRae, for joining us. We do appreciate that, as always, coming on. And we will see everybody, not tomorrow, no show tomorrow, but we will be broadcasting live right back here on Monday. And, of course, for our co-host, Pat Foreman, may the flock be with you all. God bless everybody. Today's secret password is Waddle. Today's secret password is Waddle. How about that one? Today's secret password is Waddle.